also the shortest duration firework, lasting only a few seconds. We're now going to fire a 3-inch mine, but I'd like very much if you'd count down with me. Are we ready? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Right, so there you have it. That was a 3-inch mine, and as you can see, it's quite short lasting, but fairly impressive. Mines come in all different colours and sometimes contain effects, such as spinners or whistles. So next we're going to fire a 40mm single-shot comet. The shows tonight will contain many, many hundreds of these types of fireworks. Are you ready? Count with me. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. That was a 40mm single-shot comet, and as you can see, this type of firework rises quite high into the sky. It can be fired at various angles to create chases or patterns. So there you go, a single-shot comet produced a thick tail rising into the sky. So now we're going to fire a Roman candle, as all this is a series of single shots in one tube. Let's see a 40mm Roman candle. Are you ready? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Well, that was a 40mm silver flashing Roman candle. 8 shots of silver flashing comets fire every few seconds to produce a single firework, lasting 25 seconds. They're very useful in displays, as the designer can produce sequences in time with the music. Now, let's have a look at the firework type cakes. Cakes consist of several tubes glued together. Each tube does its own thing, with a time fuse link creating a delay between the shots firing. Now, cakes are usually 9, 16, 25, 49, and 100 shots, but bigger sizes are available. The diameter of the tubes can vary from 8mm through to 50mm, or of course it can contain a mix. So we're now going to fire a 25-shot, 25mm fan cake. Are you ready? All together. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Right, so that was a 25-shot, 25mm fan cake bombette. This lasts around 15 seconds and fires 5 rows of 5 shots in a fan shape, as you saw. Now, earlier we looked at single-shot fireworks. These are often fired in fan shapes to create precisely timed sequences or note perfect synchronization. So now we're going to fire 13 single shot comets, 30mm in diameter, and one will fire every second. Are you ready? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. There you go. 13 single shots at 1 second intervals. Well, as you probably guessed, we don't have a John or a Russ running around lighting fireworks by hand in the firing site. Everything is being controlled by a computer. Paramusical firework displays are almost always fired electronically, either by someone pressing buttons or a computer system sending out precise signals to the fireworks and then setting them off. Fireworks are lit electronically, using a device called an electric igniter. Now, on to the biggest professional firework. That's the aerial shell, and it was banned from public sale in 1996. The aerial shell is one of the most powerful fireworks used in displays. They come in sizes from 2-inch through to 16-inch. In the UK, it's very hard to obtain shells above 7-inch in diameter. Now, shells are loaded into tubes, and once they're lit, they launch high into the sky before bursting at their apex. I'd like now to take a look at just a 2-inch shell. So here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. That was the 2-inch shell.